for the last, I don't know how long, the team upstairs have been having their lunch in the canteen. And the canteen is not a bad place to have lunch because it's improved dramatically thanks to the excellent work of the chefs in recent years. It's a pleasure to be there. And anyway, they've been eyeing up what G1 was certain was a fella from Home and Away. And the others scoffed, they slagged her, they pointed at her, they pushed her around the office sometimes physically, she's taking a case, saying, how could it be? How could it possibly be? What would Kane from Home and Away be doing in the canteen in RT, walking around with a tray and a cold cup of coffee? This kind of slight stalking from afar went on until eventually Jack finally decided to grab the bull by the horns and went up to him and said, excuse me, by any chance were you Kane in Home and Away? His real name is Sam Atwell, and he's here this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Do you understand the nature? Did you see them shifting around the trays and the chairs looking at you?
I didn't see them lurking behind me. So it was it was a bit of a surprise when Jack came up.
I'd say it was, because by night, G1 Grace had night vision goggles outside your house as well.
Right, okay. Yeah, I've noticed someone in the bushes there. I thought it was a cat.
She's a cool cat, but it was her.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, come in and say hi and have a cup of tea next time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stop slinking around the...
Yeah, jeez, I'll put the kettle on for you.
Yeah, he's, look at him. He's a warm, welcome guy.
Yeah, I'm not as bad as Kane was.
As Kane was.
I hope not, anyway.
Well, now we need to find out what the hell happened. So let's go back to Home. You were in Home and Away, of course, as Kane.
A long time ago, so they've got a very good memory.
What years are we talking about?
I think it was starting in 2002 and then on and off till 2006, I think, when then I jumped ship to be on the other side of the camera.
Okay, so you were about 4 years there. You were a bad boy. Remind us some of the storylines. You were
He was a bad boy. Yeah, he had a lot of trouble with a girl called Danny. Yeah. He wasn't very nice to her at all, but then managed to save her mother's life in a ferry disaster. And I think he saved her from a poisonous snake.
Yes.
And I think there was also saving some people from a mine disaster. So after that, he married a sister in true soap fashion.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I love it. I've been immersed in soap world because of, obviously, the Late Late Show we had, Celebration of Fair City.
Absolutely. Yeah, I watched it myself. Yeah. It was fantastic.
They were great, weren't they?
They were really good, yeah.
But back to you, more importantly, you went then, after being in front of the camera, bad boy, sort of good boy, and then ultimately behind the camera as?
As a director.
Director.
Yeah, so, did a little bit of training as a director and then jumped in and directed for a number of years. And also did some theatre stuff and then started writing for the show as well.
Okay.
So jumped around.
You often see that with actors who just kind of have enough of the front of screen stuff and they're more interested by the mechanics behind the camera.
Yeah, I was talking to some writers. We've got a lot of writers on Fair City who are actors as well. So
yeah.
I think...
Adiran, I know, was
yeah,
an actress.
Well, I found out there's heaps of them. So yeah. Probably the majority of them have done some acting. And I think as an actor, you know, it's fantastic and you get to play one role. But then as a writer, you get to... I mean, you're sitting at your desk, but you get to have about 20 people inside your head. And so you get to do all the voices for all of them. So I think it kind of... You know, it's good to have a bit of both.
So there you are directing Home and Away and enjoying yourself behind the camera and kind of whole new career opening before you. So I'm trying to get Ireland into the picture. I don't know how.
I just woke up one morning and I see
you. Clicked your heels.
Yeah.
Bizarre, you were wearing red.
Exactly.
Stiletto.
Yeah, there was a little dog beside me for some reason.
So what happened?
actually, I came over here. My wife, both her parents are Irish.
Oh.
And a lot of my ancestors are Irish. And so... always and did a lot of Irish theatre, Irish plays, in Australia, and always had a real, want to come here. And so we came over here on our honeymoon last year to have another wedding for all the people that couldn't make it to the Australian wedding.
Okay.
And we just fell in love with the place. And it was about this time of year too. So it was all sunny. And I was like, this is, everyone must be lying about the weather because it's beautiful.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you bought the lie, you poor thing.
Yeah,
You were so meteorological.
I got here in January and it was terrible.
Yeah, of course. Where did you get married? What part of the country?
We were down in Clonegal in a place called Huntington Castle in Carlow.
Lovely.
It was stunning.
So you were kind of taken by the place. I mean, but you had a good job in Australia. It's a big leap.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my wife's an actor, and she got a part on Penny Dreadful while we were here on our honeymoon. She got to snog Josh Harnett while I was, waiting in the hotel room.
How was that for you?
Oh, well, I was in the hotel room watching Fair City because I was coming in to meet Bridgie the next day.
Yeah.
And she was off snogging Josh Harnett. So it was a bit weird.
Like when she comes home after snugging Josh Hartnett, who was also on the Late Late Show, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
Days, and you say to her, what's your wife's name?
Ali.
Hi, Ali, how are you? And she can't even talk. She's so... taken by what happened
overwhelmed,
to her that day. And do you, what do you do? Do you go in for the snog then, just to lob the gob, just to kind of sort that out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just so she remembers what's at home. You know?
Well, let's de-josh this
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I saw him. We ran into him at the Dillon Hotel, I don't know if I've got much on him at all.
That's the day. Listen, you got a ring on your finger. Sorry,
yeah, exactly. Beat that, Josh.
Yeah. Anyway, he's very nice. Fella,
he is a very nice fella, yeah.
And thank God for Penny Dreadful. It seems to be employing half the actors and actresses.
Absolutely, fantastic show. Yeah, we managed to watch all of it. It was fantastic.
So you got over here anyway, and as I say, you got married. So how did you end up on the, from Home and Away to Fair City?
Well, it was one of Ali's cousins, Vicky Curtis, works for Fair City, and I just said to her, "Would you mind if we?" Because she was away for our wedding, and so I hadn't met her, and I said, "Would you mind if we just had a beer and you could tell me about writing in Ireland?" And she very nicely took my CV and gave it to Bridget DeCourcy.
She's the woman in charge of the whole thing. She's our executive producer. Fair City, yeah,
and she was so kind to say, "Why don't you come in and have a chat?" And I came in and had a chat, and it kind of just went from there. Yeah. And we did a lot of emails, and then we just sort of, Ali and I thought we really wanted an adventure, and I was very excited about Fair City, and we just came over and thought, let's do this.
So had you, before you sat down with the people, did you watch a few episodes, or did you?
I watched them, because it's very difficult to get outside of Ireland.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of the episodes. It did a sort of a marathon in my hotel room to catch up. And it was when, it was about this time last year, because it was the big fire episode that Shirley directed. So, it was really exciting. It was big action stuff when I was watching it.
And then ultimately you got involved with the program and started, what do you do? You're script writing on it, are you?
So I'm the series consultant. So I kind of look after the script department. I came over to direct and did one block, and then our series consultant moved on. So Bridgie nicely asked me if I wanted to do that job.
So what does that mean? Everyone feeds into a central command, as it were, and you put it together?
I'd love to call myself a central commander. That sounds very CIA or something. I look at the scripts and all the stories as well. So kind of there from just across, someone from across from the beginning to the end, and of course Bridgie's across that as well.
So putting it all into a context.
Yeah, that's right. And just making sure the continuity works and the stories continue out through.
Is there a massive difference between Home and Away and Fair City? I mean, in terms of storylines and
not really. I mean, it's Home and Away does 5 episodes a week. Fair City does 4. But in terms of content, that's still two hours a week. I think Fair City episodes are actually a little bit longer than Home and Away. So it's a very similar amount of content that the writers toil very hard to come up with every week.
So in preparation for the show last Friday night, I watched a 5-year-old DVD of 20 years of Fair City.
Wow.
And it was 70
the whole
minutes.
20 years.
70 minutes of the best bits, and they were like some spectacular storylines,
amazing
some great
stuff.
Acting in fairness and filming, and I was really impressed. But I knew them all. I mightn't be able to watch it all the time, but I saw, because of the it's osmosis.
It's part of everyone's life, I think. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing about having a show that's been going for 25 years like that. It's everyone at some point has seen it and has fallen in love with one of the characters.
Did you ever fall off your chair with somebody's gumption at suggesting a storyline that was so stupid or so off the
look,
wall?
I've suggested storylines that have made me fall off my chair.
I just love that. Like one of the girls, that I was saying, where's that actress, Maeve McGrath? And she, I think that's her, and she was killed offset by a tornado. Back to Dorothy.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But another tornado hits, and you must think sometimes, come on, there's another way to kill her.
It's funny. Sometimes things slip through the net. I know on Home and Away there was a guy. It was a long time ago, but he, I'm not sure how it happened, but he walked into the pantry and he was never seen again.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Death by pie.
Yeah, it must have been some
eaten
sort of
by
break.
A pie.
Yeah,
normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, I know.
All the humans.
Yeah. So I've seen some pretty strange deaths and some strange kind of marriages as well. I mean, we have one this year with Wayne and Orla as well. So
yeah. And some very strange affairs, of course.
Absolutely.
You often see kind of Beauty and the Beast stuff happening all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some actors get very lucky
Don't
with who they get to kiss. Yeah.
Like Josh Hartnett was very lucky to get out of it.
Absolutely.
I presume.
Yeah, absolutely.
I presume.
Yeah.
And then you see, people get very involved in it. I often think that for the actors and actresses on a soap that, they... It must be kind of, there must be must get a lot of stuff on the street. You probably got a bit of it too.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit. People got a bit angry from time to time. But you see, you see the guys here and they go out to a pub and everyone's constantly coming up to them and asking for photos. And I guess that, you know, you get to meet a lot of people that you wouldn't normally meet.
Yeah, well, you've come a long way.
Yeah.
Geographically.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I hope professionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your plans are what? Stick around for a while?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be here for a while and just enjoying getting to know Dublin. And, you know, we've got a couple of bikes now and we ride around town. And yeah, so having a really good time.
You seem very chilled and seem to be enjoying yourself. And good luck with the injunction you're taking against Grace, who's been stalking you in the canteen.
Yeah, I'll have to put some alarms outside.
We'll help you with that because it's not, put it this way, you're not the first.
Well, I'm honoured to be part of that crew.
It's quite a big group, actually.
Yeah, and come in for a cup of tea.
Sam, it's been lovely talking
to you. Thank you very
much, Ryan. Sam Atwell, formerly of Home and Away, currently behind the scenes in Fair City, stalked in the RTE canteen by any manner of graces and a jack. And Tag says, I loved Kane. He was a great bad boy in Home and Away. How did he leave? Did he go to Yabby Creek? Do you want to answer that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. He just went off into the sunset. I think he got a bit upset that his wife ended up with another man with Miles. So, you know, he took his old beat up car and drove away.
The sunset is overloaded with people in the
absolutely.
Soaps who just head there.
Yeah. As I think in Fair City, it's Galway. If you go to Galway, you may come back. In Summer Bay, if you go to Queensland, you may not
come
back.
It's all over. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
No worries. Thanks, Ryan.